Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scum.
Well, I used to love my blue bee. I tell you, I love my reggae music because it sounds sweet. Well, my colder people, guess what? Guess what? I love ska.
Ska defines who I am as a person, and I will never turn my back on ska. Huh!
Looking back, I have no regrets.
You should.
Remember we used to play ska? We don't play ska anymore.
We don't play ska anymore. We don't play ska anymore.
It's time to have a bit of a skank, and I think that I will, in fact, skank.
Hey, it's Safer Mustard Blog. You're listening to the Ska Show with Beefy.
All right, I want to know, what's with these ska bands always playing these ridiculous, dorky, you know, collaboration online cover videos and stuff? I'm just so sick of this. Why can't somebody play any good music?
We'll be right back.
Doesn't your Uncle Beefy just throw up some gold, gold, gold in the world famous cover section? Codename Colin out of Hertfordshire in England, doing Five's Keep On Moving. If you want to see Five, they're coming out on tour, but there's only three of them left. But they're still called Five. How weird's that? But we kicked off the world famous cover section this week with a band out of Queensland, Australia, The Fun Addicts. They're no longer playing together. Most of their members are playing in other bands right now. They put out an album a couple of years ago called What's the Rush, and they did Johnny Cash's Ghost Riders in the Sky. Yippee-yay. Anyway, I don't want to get too carried away, but that is a cracking cover of that tune. It's a great album as well, What's the Rush? Please, if you find the time, jump on the Fun Addicts. I think their Bandcamp page is still going. The album is there. It is fantastic. Now, talking about good albums as well, Codename Colin, we just played, Escape from Everything came out a couple of years ago, and that is another bloody awesome album. So I'm pumping up the tires tonight. I really am. You are listening to The Ska Show with Beefy, the number one ska show on the planet, apparently. Can't get better than that. I used to be number two, and I always thought if you were number one, it was always going to be downhill from there. So, but apparently I'm now number one. I'm getting emails regularly. It's the number one ska show in the world. So thank you. Thanks to everyone that listens. I really, really do appreciate the fact that you guys take the time out of your weeks to spend a bit of time with the Big Beef Man, all the way from Australia as well. Right, from Australia, we're going back to Belgium, to Ghent, a band making a ska show with Beefy debut. They're called the Who Dads. James Bond is black. It's on Wagon Maniac Music. The Who Dads, cracking version of James Bond is black.
Welcome to Jamaica, Mr. Bond. We'll be right back.
outside of Chicago. It's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. I said, now Leroy, he'd be more than trouble. And he measures about 6'4". And all the downtown ladies, they call him Tree Top Lover, and all the men just call him Sir. I said, Leroy, he's big a gambler. And he likes to wear his flashy clothes. And he likes to wave his diamond ring in front of everybody's nose. And he's bad, bad Leroy Brown. He's the baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong. And meaner than a junk dog. He got a custom Continental, and he got an Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun, he got a razor in his shoe. I said Friday about a week ago, he was out of shooting dice. Now at the end of the bar, said a girl named Dory, said a ooh, that girl looks nice. And he's bad, bad Leroy Brown.
This is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know, I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A message from RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving.
Overloaded, so with the scene, more like oversaturated. I mean, they know who I am. just fall off of the edge of the earth and then move with you. The dirty, dirty, dirty work for this illusion that we live.
And the facts didn't get it in the way. How's the truth?
Now, I've got to be honest, I didn't think these guys are still about, but they are celebrating 25 years together this year. Fuzzy-ish from Johannesburg in South Africa. There's a new album on the way, self-titled. It is their sixth studio album. They've only released one track off it so far. You just heard it, Believer. It's coming out on Mongol Records. Now, I discovered them in 2000-ish. Got given an album in when I was over in Johannesburg. Skankers Union, their first studio release. I love it. It's brilliant. And then I kind of didn't hear anything from them since, really. That I didn't really follow up. And, yeah, there's a new album coming out. These guys are great. If you love ska punk in its rawest form, you will love these guys. Skankers Union, 2000. Southern Ska Stomper, 2002. Exploited and Distorted, 2004. Roll with the Punches, 2007. Then there was a live setlist album, 2011. Then they did Crazy Friends. And then 2020, The Flaming Funnels of Fousey. So I am looking forward to that album coming out. I do like those guys. Before Fousey-ish, we heard the second half of the world famous cover section, The Whodads from Ghent in Belgium. James Bond is Black. That's new. And then from Copenhagen in Denmark, Furillo, Bad Bad Leroy Brown. The old Jim Croce. Classic Croce. I can't remember. I never know how to say his name. Off the Furillo's Break the Genre album. Right. Scarpod 2 is always that little bit heavier than Scarpod 1. We do play varying degrees of the ska genre. Bit of ska punk, ska core now from Hamburg in Germany. The band are called Brain Dead. This is their brand new single, Straight Line.
I promise.
Maybe cute, but I'm dumb as fuck, so please don't get your hopes up. I'm a whiny emo, rude boy loser, and I've got a checkered future. Checkered future.
Tune, absolutely stonking tune. Ranking Junior Legacy with a bit of help from the Ordinary Boys. As we remember, Ranking Roger had passed away 3 years ago last weekend. Sorely missed. And it's good to see Ranking Junior has announced a load of dates. So he is going to go out on tour and keep performing with The Beat, which is bloody fantastic. Hopefully he'll get to Australia very, very soon. Might team up with Dave Wakely and do a few gigs with him as well. That would be bloody good, wouldn't it? Really, really would. Where are we going to go now? New York City. Friend of the show, Matt Sullivan, and his band Title Holder. He put out a new single, was this January's? I'm not sure. I know we haven't played it, though. Anyway, Matt set out about 6, 7, 8 months ago. We had him programming Scarpa number 3 and decided he was going to form a band, put some tunes out on the last day of each month. I'm not sure whether he's stuck to that schedule, but we've played nearly all of his singles, so I'm surprised I didn't do this. Anyway, this one is called Hanging by a Thread. What a tune. Matt Sullivan and Title Holder.
We'll be right back.
on the spark that feeds the flames. When everything goes wrong, I just hope you're there. This could fall apart at any moment. Everything's just hanging by a thread. Your neck out for someone who didn't deserve the time of day. What a hopeless failed attempt. Maybe you didn't deserve it. Maybe you were under pressure. No one knows just how far you'll go to make amends. When everything goes wrong,
come running, just when you will come running, just when you people come running. That's a
one of the most prolific ska bands in British history, really. The Trojans, Gaz Male and his motley crew. I think they've done about 14 albums, been around since the late 80s. Haven't really done any new stuff for quite a few whiles, but we just heard For Feeling in Love off Scalalitude, his album from 1991. Check out the Trojans. Very interesting back catalogue, to say the least. Just mountains of music there really is. You can get lost in it for days. Before the Trojans, we heard title holder from New York City, Matt Sullivan and crew, their latest single, Hanging by a Thread. I didn't back announce way before, did I? We heard Rankin Jr. I did say that. We were, as we remember, Rankin Roger, who passed away last weekend, 3 years ago. Legacy before Rankin Jr., Eichlers from California, brand new album out called My Checkered Future. Is this the unknown forthcoming of Scar that we don't really know too much about? Hyper Scar, as he likes to call himself, Eichlers. Check him out, because the My Checkered Future album is very different. It's not to everyone's taste, but it's well worth listening to his take on Scar and the forthcoming of Scar. Before Eichlers, we heard Brain Dead from Hamburg in Germany. Brand new single from those ska core exponents. Straight Line is their new single. Right, we're going to dig deep. I have been neglecting the New Zealand scene for quite a while, so I'm going to dig deep into New Zealand ska and try and include a lot more of the Kiwis on this show. We are a down under show after all. I'm going to go back to 1981, the New Matics and their single from there. I think it was a kind of split single. I can't remember who they released it with. Anyway, it doesn't matter because we're going to play their single. It's called Judas. This is the New Matics from Auckland, New Zealand, all the way back 1981.
The day.
The Godfather of the Sky with a bit of help from Potato 5. That one, I'm going to call it experimental. In 1988, the album was called True Fact, Blue Beat Suit. Before that, Real Big Fish, I Want Your Girlfriend to Be My Girlfriend Too. And we kicked off that little segment to close out the show with the New Medics out of Auckland, New Zealand from 1981, Judas. Right, that's it for another Ska Show with me, Beefy. Thanks for joining me. I really do appreciate it. All the playlists are on the social media sites. Just check out Facebook, The Ska Show with Beefy, or Twitter at Beefy Ska Show. If you're in a band or haven't played your music, you know now how to get in touch with me. Send me your music and I'll put it on the show. It is the number one Ska Show on the planet. If you're a devoted listener and I haven't played your favourite band or your favourite song, let me know as well and I will chuck that in there. Please, everyone, have a fantastic week. Please stay safe, do the right thing, and be excellent to one another. Please be excellent to one another. Shall we hear from that cute little Australian puppy dog? Oh, yes, we shall, because the big beef man, he's out of petrol. I'll be back next week. Love you. I love yous all.
Stumbly-tastics.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Right now, Amazon is offering some amazing extra perks that come with a job offer. If you start a warehouse job, you can get a $1,000 sign-on bonus. That means you start earning a paycheck right away, plus you get extra cash to use before the holidays. Applying is so easy, you don't even need an interview. It's never been so rewarding to start an hourly job that's close to home. So what are you waiting for? To join the team today, visit amazon.com/sign-on-bonus. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app.
Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.